Hey guys, this is Shru.
And this is Chitri.
And you are listening to Bioscope.
When you look at a tall person, have you ever thought, I bet they have tall parents? You have, right? I definitely have thought that too. If parents are tall, will their child definitely be tall? What if only one parent was tall? What if neither parents were tall? We're going to learn answers to this and many more questions about how we inherit genetic traits from our parents in this episode.
Let's start with some basics. Every cell in our body contains long strands of chemical substances called chromosomes. The chemical substances that make up the chromosomes are what we refer to as DNA. DNA strands look like twisted ladders. You might have seen images of these on books and magazine covers talking about genetics. Along each edge of the DNA strand are genes, which you can think of as a string of letters. Genes are the blueprint to our body. They contain all the information our body needs to build molecules that are essential to its growth and maintenance.
So to recap, the hierarchy is that cells contain chromosomes, which are made of DNA, which in turn contain genes that are like an instruction manual to our body. Typically, humans have 46 chromosomes in each cell of our body, and these are made up of 22 paired chromosomes and 2 sex chromosomes that determine gender. People usually have 2 copies of each chromosome and therefore 2 copies of each gene, and one copy is inherited from their mother and the other from their father.
The 2 copies of each gene reside at a specific location on a chromosome. The copies from the 2 parents, however, are not necessarily the same. When the copies of a gene differ from each other, they are known as alleles. So allele is a variation in a gene. A given gene may have multiple different alleles, though only 2 alleles are present at the gene's location in a chromosome. This is how parents pass on the traits or characteristics such as eye color and blood type to their children.
Certain alleles are dominant while others are recessive. The traits carried in the dominant allele always overrides the traits of other alleles. In the case of a gene having a total of 2 possible alleles, if a person gets even 1 dominant allele from one of the parents, they exhibit the trait of the dominant allele.
We'll talk about a few example traits and how they are inherited. For example, eye color. The allele for brown eyes is dominant over the allele for blue eyes. So, if you have 1 allele for brown eyes and 1 allele for blue eyes, your eyes will be brown. The only time you might have blue eyes is when both parents pass on the recessive allele for blue eyes. In some cases, when more than 2 alleles determine a trait, multiple alleles could act in a codominant fashion. A classic example of this is blood groups. In this case, there are 3 alleles, A, B, and O. A and B are codominant alleles, meaning if you have both A and B alleles, your blood type would be AB.
There are so many observable traits that you can try tracking between you and your parents. Rolling of the tongue, widow's peak, hitchhiker's thumb, and a short big toe are just some examples of dominant traits. For instance, if you're able to roll your tongue, then you can be sure that at least one of your parents can also roll their tongue. However, the other way around may not be true, because there is a possibility that you inherited the recessive allele from both parents.
This actually reminds me of a high school experiment that I did to look for such traits in my classmates. Interestingly, very few of them had a widow's peak. This helped me understand that just because a trait is dominant does not mean it will be more prevalent in a population.
What we've been discussing so far are referred to as single gene traits. As in, the information that determines each of these traits is contained within a single gene. These are also referred to as Mendelian traits, referring to the scientist Mendel, whose research findings experimenting with peace plants laid the foundation for modern genetics. We'll talk more about Mendel and his experiments in a later episode. Although single gene traits help us understand genetic inheritance better, the majority of traits observed in humans are actually polygenic. As in, these traits are affected by many different genes.
As you can imagine, these are way more complicated to understand and break down. A classical example of an observable polygenic trait is skin color. This is controlled by many different genes, and this is why you get differences in skin color between parents and children, although they often resemble one another. Height in humans is also very strongly genetically controlled. This being a polygenic trait again is why people are not the exact height of their parents. However, children do often exhibit similar height patterns as their parents or close relatives.
So now circling back to our questions in the beginning about how parents' height may or may not influence the child's, the answer, I guess, is that it depends on a number of different genes and how they act together.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can connect with us on Instagram at bioscope_podcast or email us at bioscope.podcast@gmail.com.